Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It's so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And I asked today Anna Gatman, Dr. Anna Gatman, to join us. She's written a book called Living a Spiritual Life in a Material World, Four Keys to Fulfillment and Balance. And I asked her to come back because I felt that we all needed to figure out how to reset after this horrific event that happened this week in Las Vegas. You know, 59 people dead, 528 people injured in some sort, some critical, clinging to life. And if you have watched the news and you have heard the stories of survival, they are incredibly touching. They're amazing. Amazing stories of bravery and heroics. Husbands, boyfriends losing their lives by being able to protect their girlfriends and wives. Family members. It just goes on. There is a lovely woman from the Boston area who was killed. She went just for this concert. It's senseless. It doesn't make sense. And no matter how we wrap our heads around it, we can't seem to get answers. And so I wanted Dr. Gatman to be here to kind of just help us a little bit. And it's so nice to have you with us. And I'm sorry it's under these circumstances.
Yeah, Frankie, hi. Thanks for inviting me. I'm glad to be here at this time with you. And I just want to say to you, you're so soulful in your presentation, what you say, that you bring me to tears.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Well, but it's true. I mean, this is a man, I won't use his name, I don't want to give him his credit, who obviously, no one can figure out what happened. No one. But you and I both know that there has to be more of a check and balance when it comes to guns in this country. And the man that he bought most of the guns from said he was legit, he was normal, there was not any red flags, you know, and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Something went wrong. Something terrible went wrong. And then he converted those rifles into machine guns, which is, you know, obviously illegal. But the parts are not illegal. And if you know about guns, you can do that. So that's one piece that we all have to look at. We all have to look at the Second Amendment. We all have to. But share with us. You say, don't succumb to fear and anger. Keep your heart open through the pain, the anger, and the fear.
Yeah. You know, I mean, first of all, there's not much to say because it is so painful and so horrific that, you know, we're all in shock and it's just pain coming out. So that's the first thing. There isn't much to say. But I think that after that, the hardest thing is to keep our hearts open. We want to go to right and wrong. Who are the bad? The Republicans are bad. The Democrats are good. And, you know, who is the bad and who is the good and why did it happen? I think it's the wrong question to ask. It's like, what do we do with what has happened? We don't know why it happened. There are different reasons for it, but it's not one thing. And the question is, what do we do with it? Because it is so easy to become fearful, to live life to the fullest, because the war zone is not somewhere far away in the Middle East anymore. It's happening in our backyard when we're just going to listen to music, right? Or when our kids are going to school. That's when it is happening. So it's really staying with an open heart. And when we do that, something very powerful happens. It allows us to transform the pain and anger into answers. What can I do to make a difference? It's an awakening call. What can I do to make a difference in my life? How can I be a better person today because of this?
Yeah. When you wrote your book, Living a Spiritual Life in a Material World, which I think is such a brilliant title, by the way, brilliant title, it doesn't have to be all or nothing, or if I do this, then I can't have that. Is that what you're trying to say to us?
Yes, I am. Just like it's not, you don't have to give up material pleasures in order to be truly spiritual, which is what I believed at some point. You really need to find the spiritual in your daily material engagement, because it is there. If you're with your smartphone all day, then find joy and gratitude and love and connection through your smartphone. And don't try to say that this is material and this is spiritual. And so here also, this is not about a political question, should there be more gun control? This is a human question. It's a question of the heart. Does a gun matter more than a life of one person, one black person whose daughter has to see him senselessly die, or 59 people who die while they're listening to music? It's like there's senseless violence everywhere. And the question is really, it's really the only thing to do, and it's not an easy practice, is to stay with our heart open and ask the universe or God or whatever we believe in, what can I do to stay in an open heart and do the right thing, do the good thing, and not fall into politics, but fall into being human and being compassionate, and what is the right thing to do? And that's where it's not a black or white issue in that sense, because it's a question of the heart. And there's always middle way. It's not no guns or all guns. There's something in the middle that should be led by the heart.
And it's also being truthful.
Say more about that.
It's also being truthful. And being able to stand up to the truth, which is hard for many of us to do.
Yeah, it is hard. Yeah, it's hard to stand up to the truth. It might mean that we need to do something different than stay in our comfortable lives. But again, it's not happening somewhere far. So today it didn't happen to me, but it happened to other people who didn't, you know, who just were living their life. So it does require us to awaken. And again, the awakening is not to right or wrong or taking sides. It's awakening. It's having our heart crack open from the horror of this and staying open and saying, what can I do differently? And how can I take a stand for love, for compassion, for this planet, for other races, for my best friend?
Yes, yes.
How can I stand up to that and make a difference? And so many people are looking for calling and purpose and meaning and feeling that their life are senseless or purposeless. And the fact is that in a moment like this, every one of us can ask ourselves, what can I do to make a difference? And suddenly we'll each feel that we're together, we're united, and there is a purpose to life, and I'm going to do this small or big thing that's going to make a difference, and my life is going to make a difference because I've made that effort, and I showed up.
You know, we just had the very, very holiest solemn holiday in Judaism on Saturday, Friday night, and Saturday, Yom Kippur. And it was a time for many of us to reflect on life and to connect. And I had the most beautiful weekend I've had in a long time, where I was just surrounded by families that just, there was so much love and friends, and it was just a very beautiful weekend to be a part of a couple of celebrations that were going on. And I just felt so blessed and filled. And I just wish that for everybody, Doctor, you know, that we find that balance, we find a place where we feel where we are filled by the love in our lives and the connections and the gratitude that we have for them.
Yeah.
I thank you so much for being with us today. Living a Spiritual Life in a Material World is her new book. And the best website is?
AnnaGatmon.com, AnnaGatmon.com.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.